This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the 18th Pravasi Bhartiya Divas Convention at Bhuvaneshwar. He will formally inaugurate the event in a short while from now. The theme of this year's Pravasi Bhartiya Divas Convention is Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. A large number of Indian diaspora members from several countries are participating in the convention. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Acting Foreign Minister of Afghanistan Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaqi discussed various issues pertaining to bilateral relations as well as regional developments in Dubai yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that in the meeting, Foreign Secretary underlined India's historic friendship with the Afghan people and the strong people-to-people contacts between the two countries. He conveyed India's readiness to respond to the urgent developmental needs of the Afghan people. The two sides evaluated the ongoing Indian humanitarian assistance programs. The Afghan minister appreciated and thanked the Indian leadership for continuing to engage and support the people of Afghanistan. In Andhra Pradesh, 6 people died and about 40 people injured in a stampede at the token-issuing counter in Tirupati last evening ahead of Vaikunth Ekadasi Darshanam, scheduled from 10 to 12 January. The injured people have been hospitalized. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu condoled the deaths and directed the officials to provide best medical care to the injured. He will visit Tirupati this afternoon and review the situation. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives during stampede at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, the President extended her condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. The Prime Minister said his thoughts are with those who have lost their near and dear ones. Mr. Modi also prayed for speedy recovery of the injured. He added that the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has launched a pair of special songs by Akashvani and Doordarshan dedicated to the Mahakumbh in Delhi. The special composition by Akashvani encapsulates the spiritual, cultural and religious significance of the Mahakumbh through a harmonious blend of music and lyrical presentation. The song has been sung by Ratnaprasanna with the music of Santosh Nahir and Ratnaprasanna. The theme song Mahakumbh Hai, produced by Doordarshan, is sung by Padmashree Kailash Kher. The song encapsulates the spirit of devotion, celebration and the vibrant cultural essence of the Mahakumbh. Cold wave conditions have intensified in most parts of North India. The India Meteorological Department IMD has warned that temperature in the region is likely to dip further. Due to a western disturbance, there is a possibility of rain and snowfall in parts of northwest India later in the week. According to IMD, cold wave conditions are expected to prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad for the next 2 days. The weather department has also forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. Cold day conditions are expected to prevail over Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. The dense fog conditions have disrupted train and flight services across North India. In Malaysia Open Badminton, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto faced a setback in mixed doubles round of 16 after losing to the 7-seeded Chinese pair of Shang Cheng and Shi Zhang 13-21, 20-22 in Kuala Lumpur this morning. Earlier, the Indian duo defeated South Korea's Sung Hyun Ko and Hye Won Yum 21-13, 21-14 in the round of 32 yesterday. In Hockey India League, Dutch drag flicker Rip Janssen's hat-trick guides Tamil Nadu Dragons to a 6-5 win over team Gonasika at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. The result takes the Tamil Nadu Dragons to the second spot on the standings with 9 points in 4 matches. In the second match yesterday, bottom place Hyderabad Tufans defeated UP Rudras 3-0 to record its first victory in regulation time. Vedanta Kalinga Lancers will face team Gonasika in Rourkela at 8:15 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.